Happy Orange Tuesday. And today's the day to get your creative juices flowing and to get out there and propagate new projects, feel the passion, and experience the momentum of your work week. Orange is about heightened pleasure, sensuality, and body appreciation, desire, and creativity, and handling your emotions pretty well. This is Jamie Lynn, and as part of the International Color Alchemy Web Conference, which is not too late to sign up for at coloralchemy.com, I wanted to share some orange breathing with you and a mini color alchemy meditation. There are many more meditations and rituals in color alchemy, but I want you to get started today with orange. So every Orange Tuesday in the Color Alchemy ebook, which is a wonderful method to get a triumph every day, and for the next four Tuesdays, triumph will include add visualization to color breathing, the color alchemy of yin-yang and the warm and cool colors of the rainbow bridge, complementary breathing, and as the weeks progress, you learn about color alchemy in the body, the color of food and colors around the body, and the colors in your house and as well as the office. It's either week three or four where we do chakra alchemy with music and Stephen Halpern, who's one of our guests on the conference, teaches us about active listening. We do some chakra tuning with vocal toning, and we do some chanting to open with the chakras too. It's very, very exciting. These triumphs are also in the gorgeous 272 full color book too. So check out the special that includes the full color book, the ebook and all the triumphs, and the 4-hour training DVD where you listen to me teach you with more than 185 slides that include even more information that is not in the book or the ebook. And for this special, go to coloralchemy.com/specials.php. Well, are you ready for your orange color alchemy breathing? Again, it supports happiness, desire, creativity, emotions, pleasure, and intimacy. It inspires transformation, and it helps you have professional passion as well as to experience all those rewards. So here we go for some orange breathing. Sit up tall with your feet on the floor and your hands comfortably in your lap, and close your eyes. Let your tongue rest gently on the roof of your mouth, right behind your teeth, and begin slow, rhythmic breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with every breath, soften the muscles in your face. Do a body scan, and if you feel any tension anywhere in your body, just bring your attention to that location, and with your mind and intention, without any attachment, just watch that tension dissolve. Make sure you spend as much time as you need here, and if your mind wanders, just bring your focus back to the color orange and start your breathing full of desire, creativity, pleasure, and intimacy. Visualize orange like a soft ray of light, because really, that's what color is. And you can visualize it like the lingering smoke from a candle that has just been blown out. Breathe orange in through your nose and watch pleasure, emotion, intimacy, joy, experience, fill every cell and fiber of your body. You might want to count the seconds of your inhalation and exhalations too, and try to make each one longer than the one before to strengthen your lungs and have the oxygen really get down into the cells to nourish them. Visualize your orange breath filling and emptying as if the inhalation and exhalation is a circle of energy. Visualize your deep inhalation nourishing your body and your exhalation cleansing the cells. As you practice seeing orange coming in and healing your body, you might want to try exhaling a complementary color, which is blue, as it releases all toxins. And visualize blue in your exhalation actually releasing all the toxins in your cells. Breathe at your own pace while I'm quiet for a few seconds. And you might want to use some affirmations like, I am happy. I am creative. I am joyful as you watch your energy breathe in orange and exhale blue. Take one more deep and joyful orange breath and know that when you need some creativity or when you're feeling blue and you'd like to be more joyful, you'll have orange on call, which will support all your procreative energies, including energies at the office to help you be creative as well. So when you're ready, start bringing your awareness back into the room. You might want to wiggle a finger or a toe, or gently rotate your neck, or rock it from side to side. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You might also want to journal your experience, as there's so much to learn from the color orange and color alchemy. Just a reminder, it only takes a few minutes a day, and on your way to being a color alchemist. Have a blessed orange day and know that you're loved.